300%. That's the number advisors type into a search bar late at night. And it's the number that floats around the hallway conversations at every conference. Today, I want to take that number apart. What a recruiting check is actually worth after the strings, what you'd be giving up the chance to own, and how to find the year where one overtakes the other. Quick note before we get into it. Advisor Growth Lab is not a broker dealer, and everything here is for educational purposes only. It's not individualized legal, tax, or investment advice. Every advisor's situation is different, so treat this as a map, not a set of directions. This one's for the advisor holding a term sheet in one hand and a half serious plan to go independent in the other. By the end, you'll know how to net a check down to what you actually keep, what building equity really means, and where your own crossover point sits. Start with the number itself, because I'm not going to sell you a fiction about it. 300% of trailing 12 is market shorthand. It's a phrase that circulates, gets repeated, and hardens into something people start treating as a going rate. It isn't one. What I can tell you with a source behind it is this. FINRA itself has described recruitment incentives amounting to as much as 2 to 3 times the prior year's commissions and fees. And in its own guidance, it walks through an illustrative 9-year note. That's a band the regulator described, not a price list and not an offer sitting on a shelf with your name on it. What lands in front of you depends on your book, your channel, and what a particular firm is trying to solve this year. And whatever the headline says, it's gross. That's the part that matters more than the multiple. Because a recruiting check is a loan. The firm wires the money and you sign a promissory note for the full amount. Each year you stay and hit the terms, a slice gets forgiven. Every forgiven slice is ordinary income to you, taxed in the year it forgives. So the money you keep is meaningfully smaller than the number on the page. Stay the full term and the balance disappears. Leave early. And it doesn't much matter whether leaving was your idea. And the unforgiven part is a debt you owe back, often on a short fuse. That's a retention agreement wearing the costume of a signing bonus. It's not a reason to say no. It is a reason to read the note with a securities attorney before you sign it, and most advisors don't have one on call, which is exactly why you get one in your corner first. So the honest way to size a deal is to net it down. Start with the headline. Take out the tax on each tranche as it forgives. Take out the unvested, deferred compensation you forfeit the day you resign, because that's real money you're paying to collect the new money. Take out any unforgiven balance on a note you're already carrying at your current firm, and then discount the back end portion, because that money is contingent on hitting targets you don't fully control at a firm you haven't worked at yet. What's left is the deal's real present value. Two advisors handed the identical headline can walk away with wildly different net numbers, and neither of them knows it until they do this arithmetic. Now hold that net figure, because it only answers half the question. The other half is what you could own instead. Building equity means owning the enterprise, a registered investment advisor, an RIA, or a practice whose value is yours. When you own it, every household you add and every relationship you deepen grows an asset that belongs to you. And at the end of your career, that asset gets sold to a successor or a buyer. A recruiting check builds none of that. It pays you to move your production under someone else's brand, where the relationships stay the firm's property, and when you're finished, there's nothing of your own to sell. Income you consume or capital you accumulate. In a single year, those two can look almost identical. Across a career, they are not remotely the same thing. Which gets us to the crossover. The year the equity you'd build as an owner passes the net value of the check you'd take as an employee. Two levers move it more than anything else. The first is your time horizon. The longer you plan to keep working, the more years ownership has to compound, and the more likely it wins. The second is your growth rate. A practice still adding households builds enterprise value fast. A flat book doesn't. And a flat book leans the math back toward taking the check. Then there's a third input people skip entirely. How much of that check is genuinely yours after tax and after what you forfeit? A richer net check pushes the crossover year further out. A check that nets down to half its headline pulls it much closer than you'd think. So the shape of the answer looks like this. If you're a handful of years from winding down and your book is stable, the check often wins. There isn't enough runway for equity to catch up, and certainty has real value at that stage of a career. If you've got a long runway and a practice that's still growing, ownership usually wins, because the enterprise value keeps compounding long after a one-time check has been spent and taxed. Most advisors sit somewhere between those two poles. And that's exactly why this is a model and not a slogan. You put in your horizon, your realistic growth, and your true net check, and you find your own year. One more point before I wrap up, and it isn't a math point. Ownership is a job, not just an asset. You take on the technology, the compliance, the hiring, the overhead, and the swings. Advisors who like building tend to thrive with that and end up glad they own something. Advisors who want to spend every hour with clients and none of it on operations are often genuinely happier taking a strong check and staying a pure practitioner, and there's nothing to apologize for in that. The worst version is backing into ownership because a spreadsheet said equity should win, and then resenting the work it takes. Run the numbers, weigh the life too. I put together a free check versus equity crossover worksheet that walks you through netting a deal all the way down and modeling your own horizon and growth. It's on our website at advisorgrowthlab.com. And while you're there, the 2-minute assessment shows you which path fits where you actually are today. No cost, and nobody at your firm hears a thing. Run your own years before you chase somebody else's number. Clear eyes first, the move second. I'll see you tomorrow.